Hinduism is believed to be one of the oldest living religions on Earth, with origins tracing back to the ancient Vedic civilization in India. The earliest Hindu spiritual text, the Rig Veda, was compiled in approximately 900 BCE. Other sacred Hindu scriptures include the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Ramayana. With its deep spiritual roots, Hinduism is a vastly diverse and colorful religion. Hindus believe in reincarnation, the law of cause and effect, karma, a single divine being with multiple manifestations, and the desire of all beings for liberation from the cycle of birth and death. One of the most cherished values of Hinduism is ahimsa, or nonviolence. According to Hinduism, religious belief and the practices of everyday life are inseparable. An example of this is how ahimsa is honored through a vegetarian diet, which shows compassion to all beings. We now present an excerpt of Hinduism's sacred text, the Samaveda, first part, book 4.
Hymns of the Samaveda, first part, book 4. Chapter 1, Decade 1, Indra. These soma juice mixed with curd have been expressed for Indra here. Come with thy bay steeds, thunder wielder, to our home, to drink them till they make thee glad. Indra, these somas with their lords have been prepared for thy delight. Drink of the pleasant juice and listen to our songs. Lover of song, reward the hymn. I call on thee, Sabadukha, this day, inspirer of the psalm. Indra, the strong and lofty hills are powerless to bar thy way. None stays that act of thine when thou wouldst have fain give wealth to one like me who sings thy praise. Who knows what vital power he wins, drinking beside the flowing juice? This is the fair cheat, God who, joying in the draught, breaks down the castles in his strength.
What time thou castest from his seat and punishest the rightless man, strengthen for opulence, O Indra Magavan, our plant desired by many a one. Let Travstar, Brahmanspati, Parjanya guard our heavenly word, Aditi with her sons, the brothers, guard for us the invincible, the saving word. Ne'er art thou fruitless, Indra, ne'er dost thou desert the worshipper. But now, O Magavan, thy bounty as a god is poured forth evermore and more. Come with the high ones hither, Magavan, to us, mighty, to drink the soma juice. O thunderer, zealous worshippers, give thee drink this time yesterday. So, Indra, listen here to him who offers lauds. Come near unto our dwelling place.
Decade 2. Advancing, sending forth her rays, the daughter of the sky is seen. The mighty one lays bare the darkness with her eye, the friendly lady makes the light. Asvins, at the break of day, for help have I invoked you, rich in power and might, for house by house ye visit all. Where are ye, gods? What mortal man, O Asvins, glows with zeal for you, urging you with the crushing stone and with the stalk of soma thus or otherwise. The sweetest soma juice have been expressed for you at morning rites. Asvins, drink this prepared air yesterday and give treasures to him who offers it. Let me not, still beseeching thee with might and sound of soma drops, who would not beseech the Almighty One?
Advaryu, let the soma flow, for Indra longs to drink thereof. Bring thou all this unto the good, O Indra, to the old and young, for, Magavan, thou art rich in treasures from the old, to be invoked in every fight. If I, O Indra, were the lord of riches ample as thine own, I would support the singer, God, who scatterest wealth, and not abandon him to woe. Thou in thy battles, Indra, art subduer of all hostile bands. Father art thou, all-conquering, cancelling the curse, thou victor of the vanquisher. For in thy might thou stretchest out beyond the mansions of the sky. The earthly region, Indra, comprehends thee not. Thou hast waxed mighty over all.
Decade 3. Pressed is the juice divine, thereto hath Indra ever been accustomed. Mark this, our Lord, in the wild joys of Soma. A home is made for thee to dwell in, Indra, O much invoked one. With the men go thither. Thou, that thou mayest guard us and increase us, givest us wealth and joyest in the Somas. The well thou clavest, settest free the fountains, and gavest rest to floods that were obstructed. Thou, Indra, laying the great mountain open, slaying the Dinava, didst loose the torrents. When we have pressed the juice, we laud thee, Indra, most valorous, even about to win the booty. Bring us prosperity, and by thy great wisdom, under thine own protection, may we conquer. Thy right hand have we grasped in ours, O Indra, longing, thou very lord of wealth, for treasures. Because we know thee, hero lord of cattle, vouchsafe us mighty and resplendent riches.
Men call on Indra in the armed encounter that he may make the hymns they sing decisive. Like birds of beauteous wing, the Priyamedas, rishis, imploring, have come nigh to Indra. Dispel the darkness and fill full our vision. Deliver us as men whom snares entangle. They gaze on thee with longing in their spirit, as on a strong-winged bird that mounteth skyward. On thee with wings of gold, Varuna's envoy, the bird that hasteneth to the home of Yama. First in the ancient time was prayer engendered. Vena disclosed the bright ones from the summit. Laid bare, this world's lowest and highest regions, womb of the existent and the non-existent. They have prepared and fashioned for this hero words never matched, most plentiful, most auspicious. For him, the ancient, great, strong, energetic, the very mighty wielder of the thunder.
Decade 4, Indra. The black drop sank in Azumati's bosom, advancing with 10,000 round about it. Indra with might longed for it as it panted. The hero-hearted king laid down his weapons. Flying in terror from the snort of Britra, all deities who were thy friends forsook thee. So, Indra, with the Marut be thy friendship, in all these battles thou shalt be the victor. The old hath waked the young moon from his slumber, who runs his circling course with many round him. Behold the god's high wisdom in its greatness. He who died yesterday, today is living. Then at thy birth thou wast the foeman, Indra, of those the seven who ne'er had met a rival. The hidden pair, heaven and the earth, thou foundest, and to the mighty worlds thou gavest pleasure.
A friend we count thee, sharp-edged, thunder-wielder, steer strong of body, overthrowing many. Thou helping, causest pious tribute tribes to conquer. Indra, I laud the heavenly vitra-slayer. Bring to the wise, the great, who waxes mighty your offerings, and make ready your devotion. Go forth to many tribes as man's controller. Call we on Magavan, auspicious Indra, best hero in this fight where spoil is gathered, strong, listening to give us aid in battles, who slays the vitrus, wins and gathers riches. Prayers have been offered up through love of glory. Vasista, honor Indra in this battle. He who with fame extends through all existence hears words which I, his faithful servant, utter. May the sweet Soma juices make him happy to cast his quoit that lies in depth of waters.
Decade 5, Indra. This vigorous one whom deities commission, the conqueror of caste, the strong and mighty, swift, fleet to battle with uninjured fellies, even Takshir for our weal will we call hither. Indra the rescuer, Indra the helper, hero who listens at each invocation. Sakra I call, Indra invoked of many. May Indra Markarvan accept our presence. Indra whose right hand wields the bolt we worship, driver of base deeds seeking sundered courses, shaking his beard with might, he hath arisen, terrible with his weapons, with his bounty. The ever-slaying, bold and furious Indra, the bright bold lord, the strong, the great, the boundless, who slayeth Britra and acquireth booty, giver of blessings, Makavan the bounteous.
The man who lies in wait and fights against us, deeming himself a giant or a hero, by battle or with strength, destroy him, Indra, with thy help, manly souled, may we be victors. He whom men call when striving with their foemen, or speeding onward in array of battle, whom bards incite where heroes win the booty, or in the way to waters, he is Indra. On a high car, O Parvata and Indra, bring pleasant viands, with brave heroes hither. Enjoy our presence. Gods, wax strong by hymns, rejoice in our oblation. In ceaseless flow hath he poured forth his praises, as waters from the ocean's depth, to Indra, who to his car on both its sides securely hath fixed the earth and heaven as with an axle. May our friends turn thee hitherward to friendship. Mayest thou approach us even o'er many rivers. May the disposer, radiant in this mansion with special luster, bring the father's offspring. Who yokes today unto the pole of order the strong and passionate steers of checkless spirit. Health bringing, bearing in their mouths no fodder, long shall he live who richly pays their service.
Thank you for your presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you divine joy and benediction.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.